We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T1 on WTIC. As you know, we are getting into the final weeks of the legislative session. We'll talk to Joe DeLong about SB 268. But there are some other things that are pending at the moment. Toni Boucher is with us. She represents the 26th District and is here to tell you some of the things that she would like you to know about. So she's here. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
I'm a little sorry you decided not to run for governor, but that's okay.
It was a very, very tough decision. In fact, gut-wrenching. I don't know that I'm still over it, but we had to have the mind take over the heart. And the mind said, you know, we have a shot to take over the Senate, a very good one. The other is less certain. And so I had to go with what would be the best interest.
Well, at least you'll be there doing, the work that probably needs to be done. I think some would agree, many. Let's talk for a minute about spending money. I mean, this is the deal. We need to make money to spend money or something like that. And so the whole deal is, of course, as you know, tolls, which 5 years ago were starting to come up. Now it seems it's getting ever closer to us paying tolls, and we're not sure exactly where. Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they're fighting to the very last day of the session to try to force this issue and, bring back tolls to Connecticut. And I have been fighting against it, as some others have, saying it's the wrong thing to do at the wrong time in our state when we are already taxing everyone out, jobs and people, in droves, in fact. And it's a very bad time for people in Connecticut. They don't need one more financial burden on them, and it would really be taxing 75% of Connecticut commuters rather than the out-of-staters, and
right.
We have to think about that. It's okay in states that have lower gas taxes. They don't have a car property tax, or they don't have so many other taxes that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tolls before we even had an income tax, and since we brought in the income tax, the state has enacted over hundreds of new taxes on top of it.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that point up because, you know, as I say, I'll be driving on 91. I go out to Weathersfield often on Sundays, and you're coming back north on 91, and then, of course, there's the bridge and the backups, and I look at the license plates, and I go, oh, yeah, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, so on and so forth. But that's kind of the exception to the rule. Most of the, 95 in the summertime, well, there you are. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you're right, the burden does fall mostly on people in Connecticut.
It does. It does. And particularly on those at the lower end of the economic ladder, those are the individuals that have to be at work at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and they're at that congestion price point.
Yeah.
And it could cost them $50 more a week. It could cost them $200 more a month. And I don't think people can afford what they're paying right now in taxes. As I said to many that are pushing this, are you going to reduce the gas tax by 50%? Are you going to take out the car property tax as a replacement for this? Just don't add another huge cost on top of so many other taxes people are paying here.
Here's a problem that I think that's been brought up any number of times on Jim's show, my show, Todd's show. The whole idea is, you know, a lot of times, for example, the gas tax, you look at it and, a percentage of it goes to roads, but a lot of it goes to pay pensions, a lot of other things. So in other words, that money is used and farmed out to other, reasons, other sources or other needs. Would that happen with this? I mean, I hear, we got a lockbox. It's going to go right into fixing those bridges and roads and rail.
Well, don't bet on it, because they always have an escape clause where if we're in bad financial condition, they could change that. Or how do you calculate the sources of income going into it or out of it? The state's supposed to add $150 million a year to that fund in addition to the gas tax, and they've been shortchanging that. And you hit a really good point. The point is that a lot of this money goes to overhead and administrative costs. Even the DOT has told us that so much of it is now going to debt service. In other words, the interest they're paying on money they're borrowing, and they're borrowing it for administrative costs. There's been a benchmark that shows how much, on average, each state pays for administrative costs per mile of roadway we have. We're in Connecticut, anywhere from 6 to 9 wow. times higher in administrative costs alone.
Okay. Well, I wish we had more time to talk about the choo-choo trains, but we don't have time for that. But I'm sure we will speak again because there are a couple of weeks left to go. Tony Boucher, thank you for being on.
Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, ma'am. It's 6:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.